manner and have a reasonable go at it. So this is now looking at the process of sublimation in a bit of detail. So we're saying that at one atmosphere pressure, in the case of the CO2 phase diagram, we jump straight from solid through to gas. In the case of ice, at one atmosphere pressure, it doesn't. Our one atmosphere pressure tie line then goes straight from solid to liquid, so this material melts. So that could be like a question in the test. Why does ice melt but CO2 sublime? And you'd have to then put in the relative parts of the phase diagrams that explain that. The other thing to be aware of is that we're not used to the concept of there can be many different stable phases for the same physical state. So ice exists in lots of different forms. All of them are ice, but the actual packing arrangement inside the solid can be quite different. Now, the solid to liquid tie line, this also varies slightly with pressure. So we're now looking up here, and you can see this thing, if it had no dependence with the applied pressure, would go completely straight up, but instead it goes slightly backwards. And as a result of that then, the melting point of water at 760 torr, it's naught, but at 4.58 torr, which is like a mild vacuum, it's 0.0098 degrees C. So there's some pressure sensitivity. The reason for only slight pressure sensitivity, these are basically incompressible materials. You know, solid, essentially incompressible, liquid, and you know, you've got